I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Girl Talk, the Clicky Six comedy podcast. Each and every episode, the Clicky Six crew get together and talk about what it's like to have powers from games in real life. And as always, I'm joined by Alex.
Hi.
And Liv.
Hello.
And Jaylen.
Hello.
Cool. How you guys doing?
Yeah, all right.
Good. That's good.
It's a bit sticky today.
Sticky.
Noise. Do you want to?
It's better than 42 degrees.
Do you want to sure. click this? Sticks, Jaylen?
It's warm in here. It's warm in the studio.
It's warm. Temperature warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some sweaty sticks.
I was worried for a second when we came in here because I was like, are we going to turn on all the lights and do video and things? I'm like, no, we're not. No. It's a podcast.
This
now.
Is the audio version.
Yeah.
We get like nice and comfy. None of us are wearing pants.
Okay.
So each of us are going to talk about one mechanic or power from the world of video games. And at the end of the show, we're going to choose our favorite, but as always, you can't pick your own because that's just disgusting.
Ugh.
So it's your favorite.
Yeah.
Not the one you want.
Not the best.
We are changing it from last week. But just the one that you think's the best. Because we've realized that, like, you know, if someone does something fucked up, we want to...
You don't choose the fucked up one.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
It's the best one, though.
Yeah.
So,
It's kind of ethically questionable and horrible to everyone else. But
yeah.
I do like the idea.
Yeah. It's all about it. Yeah. All about it. So welcome, everybody, and we're going to get started with the very first game, which I believe, J-Lo, you've brought today.
Yeah, today I'm bringing the Battlefield series to light, but because we've got to pick the one, I'm going to go for Battlefield 1, and I'm going to narrow down on, I'm pretty sure it's the Engineer class is what it's called, but the Repair Tool, which is a little hammer in Battlefield 1. And
nice.
Essentially, you whack that bad boy on anything, and a little repair wheel shows up, and eventually you can bring something back to 100%.
Anything.
Unless it's been completely destroyed, then you can't bring it back.
Can you use it on humans?
No.
That seems like a medic.
So
it's actually the exact same mechanic, just different.
Just a medic. You have a syringe, just stab them over and over again.
Look,
write that down for next week.
I haven't tried this, but I don't think you can repair a horse with a hammer.
Okay.
Guys, I'll be right back. I gotta go try a thing. try redlining.
I don't think you can actually heal the horses, but yeah. So you've got like bridges and stuff in that game that you can actually repair as long as it hasn't been completely destroyed.
Cool.
So what if you had the ability to essentially repair something as long as it's not completely destroyed? You could repair anything with a little hammer.
This sounds great.
J-Lo, you're appealing to very least Alex and I very much because I don't know if you know much about me. I'm like a magnet. I fucking break everything. Everything. I take care of my shit. Now I do. I did when I was a kid. But literally... Everything breaks. You know that new VR headset I just got?
Broken.
Broken.
That PS2 you've had forever?
Broken. Like, my
haunted.
My tail light of my car? Broken.
Broken.
It's all
that microphone arm.
It's
oh.
Broken. Now my chair's broken.
Yeah, good
but
job.
But as long as it's not broken beyond repair.
You can repair
you
it.
You can repair it.
That's fucking awesome. Because
so,
I never destroy anything. I'm not a destroyer.
Yeah.
I'm just a very occasional breaker.
I feel like this is amazing for your car specifically. You just go out there and start hitting it. You'll be out there for like half a day.
I'm all about
it. But when you're done, your car's actually going to be okay.
That's the problem. You'd fully embrace your braking lifestyle. You'd be like, fuck it, I don't need this anymore. Throw it against the wall.
See, that's the thing. Like, I mean, Liv, you can attest how much shit I break in this house.
It's too much.
Too much. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad not thing. Ideal.
You guys had more glass cups the last time I was here.
They're all gone.
No, we threw them out. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't think you repair glass. It's too,
yeah, I
too
say,
broken.
Hitting glass with a hammer to repair it.
Yeah.
Do you
I have some questions about
it?
That.
When you're hitting it, do you actually touch it?
Yeah, you've got to hit the item with your
you have to
hammer.
Hit the item. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all I can imagine is Bob the Builder just, you know, being infinitely better at his job.
You are Bob the Builder.
Can we fix it? Yeah, actually. Yeah, nope, not a problem.
Yeah.
You've got to be sneaky about it, though. If you want to make profit, you're like, all right, here's the draft. We're going to take, you know, a month to make this bridge for you. Don't worry about it. Just give me lots of money. And then you drag your ass out into the very last night of construction. You just pop, 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 pop. There's a bridge.
Isn't this creation rather than
repairing? Yeah, that
repairing?
Sounds like creation.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah you're
say.
Building. Not.
All right, sorry. Let's say we're widening a bridge or something.
Oh, okay.
That's modifying.
No, that's, yeah.
You got to repair the original part of the bridge. bridge, though.
See, what I do...
If a bridge has collapsed, let's talk about it, but yes.
If you want to fix everything,
sure,
just go to the tip.
Wow.
Everything.
Well, it still has to partially work.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, I'm talking, like, old mattresses.
The tip smell bad.
Like,
I don't know if repairing a mattress removes, like, pee stains and stuff, though.
Yeah, actually.
What are you doing to mattresses?
Sweating on them, apparently.
Sweat stains.
Sweat stains, sure.
Sometimes
people have accidents, Liv. You know, we're not all perfect.
Yeah, my old laptop, like the battery in my laptop, give that a few whacks. Still works, but just doesn't work as well.
The battery in your mobile phone.
Oh.
It's not 100% anymore.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh.
Not charging it.
Because I know how batteries work, but that seems...
Not charging it, bringing it back to full capacity.
That's what I'm thinking about, and that's like trying to repair tires.
Yeah,
you're hitting tires to make the tires good again.
Yes. Is the air going in?
Yeah.
See, the thing we're thinking about is how, like, cathartic this is.
Yeah.
It's like, I just smashed my taillight accidentally. I'm just going to fucking wail on my car.
I'm going to continue to smash at it.
Because you're so angry at yourself for breaking it in the first place.
I know, I feel like such an idiot. I could literally just vent all my frustration and get it fixed up. This is fucking great.
I have a question about the limitations of this power.
Go ahead.
Can I hit the US government with it?
I believe that's got an organic component to it, and you can't repair that.
You need a really good medic.
Replace them with robots.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
What about philosophical things? Can I fix capitalism? Is that like...
That has to be a physical thing that you can hit.
Yeah, can you hit capitalism?
Can you touch capitalism?
Can you hit America from here?
The global financial crisis, ever just hitting their money?
Can I hit an ATM? That would make it not hand out money rather than hand... Well, that would fix it, so it wouldn't give me money.
Does it work on software?
I don't think so.
That's dumb.
Nah, you can't probably stick to zeros and ones.
Can't fix zeros and ones. Good point.
Yeah, we'll get there later.
I mean, yeah, programmers would be so happy if they could just, like, fucking get the program to work.
Yeah, like, let me hammer out this bug. All right, cool. It fixed my shit. Done.
You forgot your password 3 times.
The little hammer, like, sprouts out little arms and starts typing in the code for you.
God, that'd be a nightmare. And then you wouldn't comment it, so you wouldn't know what the fuck they did.
That sounds awesome.
Not really.
Yeah. I'd love it right now. I broke my bike. I still haven't fixed it.
Aww.
I had this hammer. I could fix it myself.
We still have that broken bike?
Yeah, the one I was too powerful on.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Jaylee literally tried to pedal uphill, like, this slight incline, and just the whole fucking gear system on the bike
just
vandalized itself.
Whore itself, and you arsehole.
Ripped it off the bike.
Yeah, he was looking like he was ready to hammer that thing.
But yeah, with a hammer, I could fix it.
Fucking A.
That would be nice.
I like it.
When all you have is a hammer, everything is a nail.
Oh, you could be the savior of the town. The trains are broken because the heat is too hot. You know how when it's too hot and the trains stop working?
There's an episode of Bob the Builder where that exactly happens.
Fuck it.
In Sydney. Like, and he comes up and he says, I can fix it. Where you been, bro?
I'm sorry, I haven't caught up on Bob the Builder in a long time.
Yeah.
And like, I love that your power is Bob the Builder.
Season 9, episode 8.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's a classic.
All right, we're going to hit the second game. Liv.
Hey.
What do you got for us?
Speaking of Bob the Builder.
Wait, no, he's a plumber.
Who else wears yellow and builds things?
Yeah. So the game I brought today was Super Mario Maker.
Okay.
And
wow, okay, that's a pretty complicated game.
Yeah, so I feel like the main feature of the game is that you build levels, you make your own levels, and other people can play them because you upload them online.
Uh-huh.
So imagine if you could make your own... if you have your own level and someone else can play it, IRL. So say, Cam, you could wake up one day and be like, I want to play Liv's level today. So you just play my life for that day.
I just play your day.
Yep.
So wait.
A level is someone's life for a day.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
So you literally walk in my shoes for a day.
So yeah, okay. I see what you're doing.
Wait. So he takes on your form as well.
We haven't figured that out yet.
That's interesting. Wait, so I can get...
No, I feel like Cam can be himself, but he just plays...
Everyone sees him as...
Yeah,
Liv.
But it's totally normal for him to be there.
Yeah.
And do that.
So he doesn't grow breasts?
No.
He doesn't grow nice, lovely long hair?
No.
No, it's just Cameron.
And a charming personality. I don't have that either.
Nope.
Save nothing.
Straight hair for a day.
So in Mario Maker, you have to finish... That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
In Mario Maker, you have to finish a level. So is this like... I can play your yesterday, but not your tomorrow type deal?
You can play the current day.
Yeah. Okay. That's really interesting.
But I think it'd be funny if you were discerning about which days you uploaded. So if you had a shit day,
yeah, sure.
Like you deal with it,
or like, and you title it something like really good, and then people start playing, and they're like, "This is shit,
this sucks." Yeah, or you have a really good day, uploaded, like, "This is awesome."
Yeah,
this is an auto scroller. Fuck yeah,
this one's hard mode. All right,
yeah.
Like, don't even bother with this day.
Yeah, fuck sure. Like, unless you want a challenge,
and you can see the stats where people are like, 14 people made it through this day out of 28,000.
You see the little X's show up where people have just failed on the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone got hit by a car there.
Yeah,
someone jumped off a
building. They tried to fuck with your day, and they just like,
yeah,
don't go off the path.
Yeah, that's right.
Because essentially, there is a preconceived solution to the day,
which
you have to follow.
That's right.
Which is just like, you know, the path in the game.
I feel like you take like multiple routes as long as the conclusion is roughly the same.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense.
As long as you don't die, right? Like, you'd fail the level if you died.
I mean,
just hit yourself with a hammer.
So the only problem with Mario Maker is fucking Nintendo's friend code bullshit. So do I have to?
Because
I would love to play the day of like,
political leader
or like
you have to, yeah. You can't just play it anyone's day.
Oh, you got
to
get that.
They
friend
have to
code,
open it up to you.
Upload it, find it, and then Nintendo makes a website where you can go search for it. But it's really not that good. Shit, I just had an idea, but it's fucking gone already.
Oh wow.
Oh no, can I leave comments on someone else's day, like little drawings and shit? Yeah. Like, this sucks. Or like,
I really like this bit.
Sick jump or something like that.
I'd be depressed to find out how fast someone finished the level. Faster than I did it in the normal day.
Yeah, right.
So it's like my goal for that day was to just go to work or whatever.
Yeah.
They just called in sick, day's done.
you have like an essay or an exam and then someone did a higher score than you and you're like, oh shit.
God damn it.
Fucking hell.
I should have done that. Damn it.
Yeah. How did this guy play it? Okay, so the thing is, like, I would love to see how like, you know, JLo had played my day. Like, because we were actually
what choices JLo made and how did he get to the same conclusion as
you? And it's always funny because, like, at my job, we have like someone who works in the warehouse, which is quite like, you know, it's not complicated work, I guess, but it's still very physical. Mm-hmm. And then I'm very unphysical and sitting at a desk doing lots of brain work. And we keep joking, saying, like, you know, who's having a harder day? And it's like, well, it's always me.
It's all relative.
So, but it'd be really good to just be like swap that level and be like, all right, go on, fucking play my level then. Do it.
What? You're literally saying walk a mile in my shoes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Learn a lot about life, love,
other people.
Maybe.
Other people. Can I have sex with other people?
I was about to say that. Holy shit. That would be weird. You're playing Liv's day. She's having sex with you. You're having sex with yourself.
It's Cameron's dream.
Holy shit. I'm a dud root.
I mean, I don't know how that happens.
There's no
but...
two of Cameron, though, when he plays my level. It's Cameron is just me.
It's like Cameron's watching FPOV for porn or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just... Wait. Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
No, I'm lost.
I don't fuck myself?
No.
Oh.
So if he takes on your life, all of a sudden. The Cameron doesn't exist in that level? Is that what you're trying to say? But what if
your
level
that...
was having sex with Cam? So Cam can't play that level?
You omit that part of the...
Yeah, I guess you
don't have to,
do
she doesn't have
then.
To upload that part of the thing.
Fuck it, Cam. You can have sex with yourself.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
You've got two hands. Two good hands, right?
Two good hands. Lefty's a little aggressive sometimes.
There you go.
We got there.
You can find a use for both those hands at the same time.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Whose level would you play then?
That's a tough one. I feel like I'd want to play like all of my friends' levels if they let me.
Sure.
Just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting and fun.
You just want to like do your honeymoon or something, like a massive holiday and just upload that every time and be like, nah, five stars.
I'm going to replay my own level.
I would have some sick levels then.
Yeah.
Imagine if I uploaded all my like 2 month long trips in Europe.
Yeah.
People would have a sick one.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just sell it.
Y'all are lucky.
It's a premium level.
No.
Premium level, yeah.
I don't want to do holidays. I want to do extreme sports.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Like be a professional snowboarder or something for a day.
No risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Like, so I'm assuming I get the skills of the person.
You still die.
Or is it my skills?
No, yeah, because you're playing that level.
You're playing the level, so it's
okay, cool.
You.
So I can use my skills and see how quickly I die in extreme professional world.
Just it starts with you jumping out of a helicopter and you're immediately dead.
I forgot the parachute.
Yeah. Try again, motherfucker.
There's a mutual friend of all of ours who just, he's like following the snow and keeps going with snowboarding and stuff. Play his level for a minute.
Yeah.
You see X's everywhere.
Yeah.
All these people just
so
dead.
People failing. Wiping
that guy hit that tree. Yeah. He went over the edge.
But you don't only find out when you die, right? Because that's the only time it comes up.
Yeah.
I believe so.
The X's.
Yeah.
Can I edit your level?
No, you can't edit other people's level in Mario Maker. No, you can edit your own level.
Oh, I see.
Okay. You can see stats on your own levels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the part of the show where we're going to have to take a break. So let's do that.
It's a good break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Game number three. Alex.
Hello.
You brought something with us? You brought a girl this evening?
Yeah, I did.
It's not evening at all.
No. I mean, maybe it is where you're listening to this. Have you all heard of Hack and Slash by Double Fine?
By Double Fine. Double Fine made
Double
it?
Double Fine made Hack and Slash. Wow. It's a game called Hack and Slash. It's like a little indie thing that came out in 2014. A
little indie darling.
I don't know this one.
Whole thing in that game is you have a sword. You hit a thing with your sword. It immediately breaks open and reveals a USB plug in your sword.
Cute.
And so you just walk around the game plugging your sword into things and hacking them.
So I slash it.
Hack and slash. Get it?
But you slash first.
You slash,
and then you hack. So it should be slash.
Well, no, your sword breaks immediately.
Okay.
Semantics, Jello. That's not the power. The power is you can hack literally everything and change basic components. Like, the best example I give is in the game, you hit a door and you set that door to unlocked equals zero.
Right.
So it's unlocked and that you just walk through that door. That's how you get out of prison.
Can you hack people?
Yeah, you can in that game. So you can hack their routine. In the game, you can hack their routine and be like, this enemy's walking back and forth. Forever.
Yeah.
So you hack and be like, hey, walk forward for a little bit, then turn left, then turn right, then turn left,
Two
circles. And then can you do it at 500 speed? So just going around in circles like crazy. So you could do that to people.
Does this person know that I've hacked them?
No.
Great.
Yeah.
Is there
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is there a limit?
To what you can hack?
Yeah, to what you could
do. Here's the thing, though. You would need to know the programming language in which people are written.
So I could just get door exists zero and it just disappears.
No. You could make it, you raise it transparency.
That's not how programming works.
You can't delete things.
Delete this.
You can't delete things. You can't, but you can change it so that, you know, they are invisible or something like that.
I mean,
it's
just a programmer's wet dream. Hacking, you can delete things, though.
No.
You can change parameters.
Change parameters, not delete.
Why are you poking holes in this jail? Why are you poking holes?
I'm just saying.
You're hacking. I'm gonna hack JLo.
I'm gonna hack JLo and be like, hey, good ideas equals true.
Yeah.
Positive thoughts.
So wait,
or something.
Is that my ideas? I think they're true.
Yes.
Fuck JLo.
Damn it, JLo.
So the cute girl at the coffee shop, can I hack her and make her love me?
Yeah, I mean, the ethics kind of, that's up to you at that point.
Yeah.
But you could set affection levels.
I'll hack her to hate you.
Wow.
You wouldn't. Yeah. No, it's fair.
So I'm picturing this poor woman constantly getting hacked by both of you. Just like, love. No, I hate you. I love you. I hate you. I love you.
So how does it, do I have to stab her?
In the game, you have a USB thing. And everything in that game, it's kind of a top-down type thing.
Uh-huh.
Kind of 2D sprite-y.
Yeah.
I think the implication of the game is that everything has a USB port. You just can't see it because it's facing away from you.
Nice. Okay. Sure.
Because of the perspective of the game.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I guess everyone has a USB port and you kind of have your magic USB sword that you just kind of...
Just like a USB port. Liv and I go up to the cute girl at the coffee shop and just hack it, but we don't put the USB the right way.
Yeah, I just get it the wrong way three times. Maybe now that game should have a USB-C sword or something like that. Everyone just gets USB-C ports.
That's nice.
Yeah. So... Yeah, there's a lot of crazy creative things you can do in that game.
Can you hack animals?
You can totally hack animals. There's a boss you have to fight. The boss is unhackable.
What?
But you have to hack tortoises to walk into the boss.
What? Why do you want to hack animals, Liv?
I want them to love me.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, that's that boss. You just changed the animal from friendly is true.
Oh, I'd hack it so it knows toilet training.
Totally.
That's
You don't
clever.
Need a kitty litter box.
Yeah, but I feel like that's got to be some conditional shit where you're like, if need to poop, then... You need to find the fucking litter tray. You need to figure out how to programming works in
it's
the cat.
Just it's need easy. To poop equals zero. We're all good.
Yeah, just never poop. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. My cat's dead.
It's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. Totally fine.
Yeah.
So can I hack my bank account?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, great.
You just walk up hacking it. I think you do that in the game as well. You just walk up, hack an ATM or some shit and get
like,
set money.
But that's like the most boring thing you could do with that power, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
hack
I know.
Your bank account.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but like it's a convenient, like that game is not about fighting enemies. It's about like you can hack yourself and just like, hey, I have infinite health. Yeah, I have infinite money. That's just where I'm at now. Let's just go solve some puzzles. Let's go solve the world. Let's go hack capitalism. Fix it.
Could I hack a can of soft drink?
Yeah.
Like, it's a Coke. I'm like, oh, actually, I want Pepsi.
Yeah.
Is you're Pepsi? Wrong.
Yeah, totally.
Sweet.
You're wrong, but yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. Is alcoholic true?
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Set level of alcohol.
Yeah.
Nothing in the world would be real anymore.
Set proof, you mean.
Is anything just real anyways?
I know, yeah. But like, just life and everything in it would just be like so
meaningless.
Fuck with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'd fuck with food, make it taste like something different to what it looks like.
Oh, God.
Now we're in like Matrix level shit where it's like, it doesn't matter if it's fake as long as it tastes good.
So it's like chocolate bar flavor is broccoli or something like that.
Yeah.
And troll like, people. Have a chocolate bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, wait. So if you hack something, is it hacked only for you or is it hacked like with the food thing? If you give food to someone else that you've hacked.
Mm. Yeah, the food's changed, right?
The food has changed.
Thing is global variables, yes.
Okay.
You're changing things for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could hack a t-shirt and be like, oh, I want to wear a blue color shirt today.
It's blue.
Give it to someone else. Yeah, okay, cool.
Here's that blue shirt you wanted.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, totally.
Appreciate it.
I re-dyed it for you. It's all good.
I don't get... Everything.
Everything.
All of the things would just be... Like, yeah.
Nothing would have value.
Nothing.
But then everything would have value.
Nothing would have value. Everything would have value.
Yeah. Like someone would hack your bank account and you'd be like, okay, hack it again.
Yeah, I'll just hack that number all the way back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, here's my credit card. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Hack it.
Hack it.
Done.
Here's my password. Done.
Hack it.
Fly wherever you want. Do whatever you want.
Hack it.
Be anyone. No, I can't really be anyone.
No.
A mortal coil would like, the physical bodies of human beings would be... The next, like, issue, right? Can I hack my doodle and make it bigger?
I mean, like I said, you can hack people in that game, so I guess so.
Sweet.
Add values to things. Yeah.
Tell that's a value. That's right.
Look.
Number of penises.
Value add.
Why is there so much sex happening in this episode? What the hell happened?
I think that's on you.
Okay.
I think the sex is on you.
Is that?
Yeah, sure.
It's funny.
Usually.
I'd hack a second penis just to see what it's like.
Why not three? Why not 18?
Yeah, why stop at two?
Why stop at two?
Why stop at two?
Dick nipples.
Turn this off.
How is that even useful?
I need a pee, can I hack myself and be like, nah, I'm good?
Bladder empty.
Yeah.
I feel like the pee has to go somewhere.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
And that. I feel like you're just turning... Like, you're turning off the pee receptors so you don't feel the need to pee.
Nice.
And you're causing yourself harm by doing that.
If my leg hurts, can I just like hack it and say, fuck it, I'm done. Good. Stop being in pain.
Hack it off or?
Yeah. Totally. That's where the slash comes in.
That's right.
Yeah. Slash the leg. I don't know.
Is that game more thrust and hack instead of hack and slash?
Yeah,
okay.
Hack and thrust. I don't know.
The audio listeners at home, that was Liv trying to hack something with a USB.
That's good. I should have played that game in preparation because I can't remember a lot of the, like I had when I thought about this power, I had a lot of the things in my head clearly like what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But now they're all gone as whenever we sit down to record anything.
Yep, that's how it works, man.
Yeah.
Cool. If only you could hack yourself to remember.
Right. God, I'd hack my memory so good.
So good.
I remember the dumbest shit.
Yeah. delete this.
Just delete all the dumb shit I don't need.
Yeah.
But also remember the shit I do need to remember.
Can you insert comments when you hack?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, good. Just be like, don't activate this memory.
Oh, God.
Don't activate this memory.
Like fucking where's code, like fucking pooned by.
Yeah.
Whoever the scene is right now.
Yeah.
That'd be really funny.
That's gross. Well, I bought a game this evening.
Yeah.
Or morning.
What did you bring, Cam?
Metal Gear Solid the 4th.
The 4th?
The 4th best Metal Gear game.
What if you could, in real life, what if you could skip cutscenes?
Now, you can do that in a lot of games.
Mm.
Why Metal Gear Solid 4?
Because they're fucking long. Like, long as my hacked penis, like, it's...
Just as an aside, I'm pretty sure when I knew I was going to finish that game, I made myself some popcorn.
Nice.
I remember everyone complaining that there was, like, an hour-long cutscene in that game.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the back of the case of Final Fantasy VII, and it says, has over 120 minutes of cutscenes in Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And they were bragging about it, but like people complaining about it in MGS4 later on.
Well, MGS4 has something like 5 hours of cutscenes, yeah, to be true. Fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you just make a movie, mate. Fucking yeah.
So you're saying, like, if I want to just, I don't like this cutscene I'm in, just opt out of it?
Yeah, totally. What do you count as a cutscene?
Yeah. That was my question.
Yeah, well, I mean, a cutscene's essentially just like a new scene, right?
Yeah.
So going to the doctors.
Yeah. So if I want to skip to the end of this podcast.
Done.
Yep. Cool. But I have no idea what I said for Thanks, the rest everybody. Of the show.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you guys. Yeah, that's it. That's the problem.
That stuff still happens if you're there
yeah.
and you're involved.
That's the fear.
Yeah.
What did I actually skip? What yeah. did I need yeah. to know?
Yeah.
So you're not going to remember what you did.
Yeah. What's my objective now?
Because you don't know what happens in the cutscene.
Yeah.
So if, like, we're having a conversation and then at the end of the cutscene, we skip it and I got blood all over my hands. I'm like, yeah. what the fuck happened?
If someone's like really inconsolably angry at you and you're like, what did I do?
Yeah. They know what's up.
They know.
What if they skip it as well?
I've never seen a game in that game. It's just a single player, right?
Yeah, so
it's
no. just you. That's how that games work.
But who has this power? Everyone or just you?
Just yourself.
Yeah. Just yeah. you. Okay. As in Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
So you basically got the power to black out at will.
Yeah.
And then wake up when it's pertinent.
Different though. It's not passing out. That's another game. We'll get there. What is that, like fucking fake death and duck game or something?
Yeah.
Gear Solid 3.
You'd have to like drain but, yourself, your cutscene self, to write down notes just all day.
Yeah.
So you could look
or,
at it later.
Oh, how would it work? Yeah, how would it work if like I'm turning on the voice recorder on my phone and skipping this cutscene?
Yeah.
Can I go back to my phone and be like, ah, now I can listen to this back on my own time?
You which
doesn't.
It.
Yeah, it doesn't really. It defeats the purpose of skipping the thing because I'm just going to have to go listen to it anyway, which to be fair is what happens in a lot of video games. Yeah.
But it's nice to have the backup.
Yeah, so have the backup. You're all good.
Because when you get out of the cutscene, if the situation's really fucked up, you want to know why. So you get your recording. Check you're like, recording. Oh, wait, this is what happened. Okay, now I know what I need to do to fix it.
Just strap a GoPro to your head and then be like, fuck.
Well,
you can just scrum your entire life. That'd be all right.
The most important question is, what do you want to skip? I would easily want to skip flying on a plane.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up skip.
Yeah. Oh, that's a cutscene.
Maybe a funeral. They're pretty sad.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Depends on whose funeral.
Yeah.
I need to be alert. I don't want to be. I mean, I know I am alert.
Yeah.
And everything still happens and everything else. But the thing is, like, just not being there for that, it's like, if someone knew that you could skip cutscenes, and your mother came up to you after your grandfather died and said, "Do you skip this cutscene, bitch?"
Like, no, of course not. What'd I say? What'd I say in the eulogy? Like, he's a good man? I don't know.
I would absolutely love to skip, like, dentist appointments.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd skip, like meetings at work as well.
Oh, just...
It would have been really funny me driving to pick you up the other day and just like skip the cutscene and have a broken tail light. Be like, the fuck?
Why? Yeah.
The fuck happened?
There's so many like bullshit conversations at work and things that are like meaningless meetings that don't actually
God, can I just help. Skip work?
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh.
So the way Metal Gear Solid works is that it's generally like a scene as a cutscene.
Yeah.
Right? So it's so if you were to change scene, then you skip to the next bit because you're not going to delete like an entire day.
Yeah. I feel it's a conversation or an activity situation. That you're doing or something
room.
Like that.
Like,
or,
it's like, hey, we're in this area. Yeah.
But some cutscenes, you do find yourself in a completely different location.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I mean, skip one and you'd be like, fuck, how the hell did I get here?
Yeah. Why? You don't know how you got there, but like you got there, right?
Yeah, sure.
I guess we went out for lunch. Weird. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, God. What did I eat for lunch?
Yeah. Oh, really full. Oh, Palmer. Oh, okay. Great. Oh, that's awesome.
That's disgusting.
Speaking of disgusting, this is the part of the show where we have to pick which of tonight's game powers were our favorite.
You looking at me?
No one go altogether.
No. Well, as always, you can't pick your own because that's just disgusting. Let's have a quick recap.
Okay.
We've got Battlefield 1, the repair thing. Super Mario Maker, play a level of my life. Hack and slash, hack things.
Original
and Metal Gear Solid 4, you can skip cutscenes. Jailer.
Okay. I mean, pretty much how discussion came down to, if I had the hacking abilities, I'd be a god. So
yeah,
I want to hack things.
Yeah,
yeah.
That sounds too trivial. I don't want to do it. I'd
too easy.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're the other one.
Make anything you want.
You're the one with petitioning it with the easy mode.
Yeah, true.
In past episodes. I don't know what's more easy than just having complete access to everything.
You know what? Right now, I would want to skip cutscenes. Can't pick my own.
I'm sorry, we're not interesting enough for you.
No. Just right now in life.
Just right now.
Because I'm in hard mode.
Yeah.
I'd go to Super Mario Maker. Hey. I'd love to play a level in someone else's shoes. Because, like, you know, if you have an argument with a significant other, then you just be like, you don't know what it's like. Here you go.
Yeah. But then you have a new argument. In fact, I do know what it's like.
Not bad. I know what it's like, and it's not that bad.
Yeah. Shut up. Shut up.
Get your shit together.
Yeah.
You're white. It's fine. Lev, what do you got?
I played the level of a... No.
Whoa. No. Hey, I just got a reminder on my watch to come up with ideas for the next Gun Talk, by the way.
I would love to skip cutscenes.
Yeah.
Because I hate going to the dentist.
Nice. Yeah, sure. Fair. I want a repair hammer.
Really?
Yeah.
We all went with someone else's.
Wow.
I think it's the first time. But as someone who repairs things regularly on a regular basis, having to like just hit things rather than go in there and fiddle around with ribbon cables and fuck around with all that shit would be really nice.
That's awesome. Bing.
Just bing it, yeah.
Bing it.
Don't bing it. You wouldn't have to Google anything, though, so that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Instead of binging it.
Yeah.
So, a tie? Four ways?
A four-way tie.
Wow.
That might be our first time, I think.
Yeah.
Good job, team. But no I'm shit. Pretty sure we all know I actually always win, so.
Yeah, that's true. I still think yours is the best one.
I mean, that's what you said. If I think Jailers is the best one.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's fair.
Jailer and I, actually...
As the host.
It turns out, though, it's just Jailer and I versus you and me. Just traded.
Yeah, sure.
Well, there we go.
Cool.
Well, that's going to do it for today, folks.
Send us home.
Thank you all very much for joining us this evening. And for the Super Skull Talk.
Thanks, Cam.
You're welcome, Cam.
Hey, it's all good. Fucking not all at once, guys. Calm down.
I mean, I thought you were on a script. Don't worry about it.
No. Everyone's like, everyone backs off for the script. Yeah. Fuck with it.
I can't see it because you didn't scroll down.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Also, we got no script over here.
Yeah, no, you're good. There you go.
Oh my God, there's a script.
I fucked this bit up too.
Cool.
Give
it another go.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for coming.
Thanks, Cam.
No problem. Hey.
Really appreciate it, man.
Oh, good.
No, good. Thanks for having me over here.
Thanks, J-Lo. Like, yeah, thanks.
I'm pausing for the buys.
Well, if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, you already subscribed, so thanks for subscribing. And you can see us live every Tuesday and Thursday in Australian Eastern Daylight Times right now, 7:30 p.m. on twitch.tv/clicksticks.
Just subscribe there. We get a ding when it goes live.
It's yeah.
Just do that.
Every interaction you guys have with us helps us make more cool content just like this. So we appreciate it. You can follow us all on Twitter at clicksticks.com/crew. We put everyone in one list there for us. So you're all good to go. Thank you very much for joining me again, everyone.
Thanks, Cap.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all next week for another episode of Girl Talk.
Bye.
God damn it, sweaty.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.